Learn the issues with Larry and John right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA. It's 8:12. Larry Richard with John Shumway. John off this morning. Hopefully back tomorrow. It's all about reality. And Survivor kind of started it all. And I can't believe how long it's been on the air, but they debuted their new season last night. All the new TV shows are rolling out. Professor Robert Thompson, the founding director of the Blyer Center for Television and Pop Culture at Syracuse, joins us. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so this it used to be back in the day when there were only fewer channels and networks, huge to roll out all the new shows in the early fall, but now it's almost happening year-round.
That's true. I mean, I remember when the TV guide used to arrive, usually right about the time school would start, and it would be the big fat fall preview issue. And as kids, we would peruse that thing, and try to mine from it the nuggets that we were going to want to watch. That fall TV season was a big deal. And the networks still do that. I mean, there's a lot of shows that are debuting over the next couple of weeks. But you're right. All the action, the really good shows that are playing on basic cable and pay cable, they debut whenever they feel like it. And if they decide to take a year or two off, they do that as well. Mad Men hasn't been on for I don't know how long and isn't going to be for a while. When Sopranos was on the air, one of their breaks between seasons, I think, was 21 months long.
Yeah, and now the reality shows are everywhere. I'm still marveling at the success of the Housewives series, the Real Housewives of New York, Beverly Hills, New Jersey, you know, Orange County. I mean, it's endless.
It is, and I suppose I see the appeal. It is fun watching people behave badly. I have to admit, I do like Jersey Shore, especially now that they've invaded the most uncivilized people in the world are now living in one of the most civilized cities in the world. And it is pretty amusing, and that show gets 7 million, which for cable is a lot. But we should remember, when we think about how big of hits Jersey Shore is, and it really is, and Real Housewives and all the rest of it, compared to the days of network television, these shows are getting numbers that no question they would have been canceled. I mean, the Beverly Hillbillies was, getting 35% of the entire viewing audience when it was on. It wasn't unusual for that show to be watched by 20, 30 million people. That's four times what the biggest hits on cable are getting at this
point. All right. Your opinion on some of the shows that we, new programs, and a lot of these are new dramas, romance comedies, not reality shows.
Right.
That might get some traction.
Well, first, I'm glad you pointed that out, because remember back when NBC put Jay Leno on 5 days a week, people said this is the end of network scripted shows. It's going to be all reality and talk and all the rest of it. There's a lot of new scripted and expensive scripted shows on. Just really quickly, the one everybody is talking about, and for good reason, because it's really good, is ABC's Pan Am. Sundays, I think it is going to play. This is one of two shows that takes place in the 1960s. The Playboy Club is the other one. Playboy Club, not so good. Pan Am, really, really interesting. Takes place in the airline industry, when the airline industry used to be glamorous and comfortable and all of that kind of thing. And it's different than Mad Men, which clearly it was kind of inspired by. But it's really good, looks really glossy and glitzy, and also a fun soap opera kind of thing as well. I think that's my favorite show of the new season.
I would imagine that Playboy show will just get some looks.
Yeah, well, it's
at least up front.
The minute they announced the title, of course, a lot of these family television parent groups began to complain before they had seen a single frame of a film, just because of the word Playboy. And you're right. I think that is going to get a lot of people to go to it. But, you know, if that's what they want, there's a Playboy channel they can get this.
Yeah,
well.
They got their own network.
Yeah, that's right.
And I just don't know why some people are so terrified about women's breasts. But...
Well, that's a whole other conversation.
Yes, it is. All right, I want to ask you about one other show, and that's 2 and a Half Men, replacing Charlie Sheen with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, well, I have to say, of all the new shows coming out, I'm actually most interested in seeing how Two and a Half Men is going to look with him on it. I like that show a lot. I don't think it was for kids. It was very vulgar, but it was a really funny show, and I think Charlie Sheen was good on it. But, you know, I think it was wearing out. I think that they'd done with that character what they needed to, and I think maybe it was a piece of good luck that Charlie Sheen is leaving. That show was a good program, and having a new character with a new dynamic and some new stuff to write for might just be what the doctor ordered. If that works out, I could see that show going another five seasons.
So he doesn't replace Charlie Sheen
I think they kill off Charlie Sheen.
Right, and then he's coming in as like the new roommate.
Right, or he owns the house or some such thing. I forget exactly how it's going. And it debuts the same night, I believe, that Comedy Central is playing the Charlie Sheen roast, which is another thing you should probably keep the kids out of the room when it plays.
10 o'clock, Comedy Central. You got it. And by the way, Two Broke Girls, I'm going to predict, ain't going to make it.
Well, you know, it's on too early. It's a very adult comedy, but it's actually it's not bad. The one I didn't like was New Girl, but I showed it to my students yesterday, and I thought they were going to groan and think what a horrible show. They laughed hysterically throughout it. They absolutely loved it. So I'm getting old. I can't predict.
You just course, never know. You never know.
Less. What's that?
You never know. Sometimes
you really never do.
I mean, who would have thought back in the day Mutant Ninja Turtles would have been a smash hit.
Right, Dukes of Hazzard. So many of these shows.
I think it was Daisy Duke's shorts, but that's you're right. That's in that other category.
Right.
All right.
Right. That's one of those other discussions.
All right, Professor Robert Thompson, get back to class and do me a favor.
Yeah, what's that?
Call us when you have no class.
Okay, I'll do so.
It's 8:19 at KDK.